Shvius, Perek Vav, Mishnah Gimel, 6:3. Here we're talking about the unusual case of onions. Now, the tricky thing about onions is, first of all, they can stay in the ground a long time. So normally we say when it comes to vegetables, the year to which they belong is when they are plucked out the ground. But onions are a little tricky in as much as you can leave them in the ground a long time. And we said for produce that fully ripens, then even if you haven't pulled it out the ground, if it's fully ripened and ready to take, it belongs to the year in which it fully ripened. So if you have an onion, meaning the bulb of the onion, is fully ripened and ready to eat in the sixth year, it's a sixth-year onion, even if it would be left in the ground or put back into the ground. Now, the way they store their onions, they want a nice, cold, dark place. You probably keep it in some drawer in your kitchen. But in Chazal's time, they often put them back in the ground for safekeeping, which could lead to the problem of a sixth-year onion being re-put in the ground and then sprouting again. And the question is, what does one do with those sprouting? So we're going to say that an onion that's from the sixth year, if it happens to sprout in the seventh year, well, there's two possibilities. It could be it's sprouting in the seventh year because it's been put in the ground and it's drawing nourishment from the ground, and this new growths are like svichin, they're part of the forbidden growths, or they're restricted growths of the seventh year. Or maybe not, because everyone knows even if you keep your onion in the cupboard or the drawer in your kitchen, they could sprout by themselves. They sprout not because they're drawing nourishment from the ground, but that's what onions do. The onion bulb is like a little battery pack for the onion plant, and it can put forth a nice sprout. So the Mishnah is concerned with the question of if one takes a sixth-year onion, a bona fide sixth-year onion, and either, according to Bartonura, puts it back into the ground, or according to Rambam, leaves it in the ground, and then it starts sprouting in the seventh year. Does the onion take on the restrictions of seventh-year svichin produce? Or no, it's still a sixth-year vegetable, and it stays permitted. So you have to determine whether the growth that came is growth from the onion as a battery pack, if you will, and could occur even out of the ground, or if the growth came was by virtue of the fact that it's in the ground and drawing nourishment from the ground, in which case it's now got Shemitah growths within it, which would make it restricted. So the Mishnah is going to give us the rule by which to determine if the growth is thanks to the ground and now it's a seventh-year growth and restricted, or if it's not thanks to the ground, it's from the onion itself, in which case it doesn't take on restrictions in the seventh year. So here the Mishnah says, Bitzalim, if you have onions that were finished growing in the sixth year, and let's say pulled out the ground, but then re-put in the ground, and then in the seventh year, Shiyardu Lehem Geshamim, rain falls upon the ground and upon the onions, Bitzimchu, and now they start sprouting, green shoots come out of the onions. So how do you know if this is a seventh year growth and restricting the onion, or is it just a growth from the input that was put in the sixth year to the onion? Mishnah says, Im hayu ha'alin shelahen shchorin, if the leaves of the new green sprout coming out of the onion are shechorin, let's translate that as dark green, so then asurin, then that extra growth renders the entire onion restricted, midrabanan, not there's not an issue of bitl here, it's an issue of, even there's 100 times as much permitted onion to asra onion, so to speak, that's not relevant. We're saying since it's growing in the seventh year, we're applying the rules of svichin, of restricted growth, that's how the Tver Yisrael explains it, on this onion, and it becomes asar. But im horiku, if they're just pale, pallid, you know, light greenish growths, not dark ones, so then we will understand that the growth in the onion, the sprout, came not by virtue of it being in the ground, but by virtue of the fact that there's lots of metabolic energy stored up inside the onion itself, and therefore it's not restricted to shvius. That onion remains fully unrestricted, meaning all the restrictions of Shvius, which the Shemitah year, don't apply to this onion. Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus Omer, he gives a different test to determine whether or not the leaves are new and thanks to the ground, and making this a seventh-year onion. He says, Im yuchol lihitalesh ba'alin shelahen. Normally the case is when you take an onion, you pull it out of the ground by the green things growing out of the ground, onion should come right out. But if the leaves are weak, then it won't. So he says, if the leaves growing out of the onion, the sprouting are strong enough and it's attached, you know, healthily and firmly enough that when you pull the green leaves, the onion comes out of the ground with it, then that would tell you that this is a robust growth that could only come from drawing nutrients from the ground. And that being the case, asurin, the whole onion becomes restricted in the seventh year. But if you can't pull it out, meaning that they're weak, and if you pull the kind of weak, sickly leaves to get the onion out, the leaves rip out instead of the onion coming out. So then it would be permitted. The halacha does not follow Rabbi Chanina and Tignus. The halacha follows Tanakamas. So we're looking at the darkness of the leaves. Now, the next part of the Mishnah will really throw you off if you don't understand the pshat of it. The words simply say, Keneged Kain, or Keneged Kain, and the same a parallel principle applies, but Motzi Shvius, in the eighth year, that in a parallel case, in the eighth year, Mutarim, the onions are permitted. So, as the bartender goes at length to explain, we are not talking about a case of an onion, which is a seventh-year onion in every respect. It grew in the seventh year, finished the seventh year, it's a seventh-year onion, and then it happened to have a little more sprouting in the eighth year that would not render the whole onion permitted in the same way a sixth-year onion that grew a little bit in the seventh year becomes forbidden. That's not the Pshat in the Mishnah. The Pshat in the Mishnah is quite an unusual case. You have a sixth-year onion, the same sixth-year onion we had in the first half of the Mishnah. And then you take that sixth-year onion and you store it in the ground during the whole of Shemitah in the seventh year. And it has some growths. And then makes it now usser. So now we're saying if that onion persists into the eighth year, you pull it out and put it back in the eighth year, whatever the case is, and in the eighth year it has new growths, additional growths on top of the seventh year growths, assuming those growths are strong, robust growths, meaning according to Tana Kama and the Halacha, they're dark green, and according to Rabbi Chanina ben Tignus would be that they're strong enough to pull the onion out. Those growths are significant in the eighth year, and those growths in combination with the fact that there's the it's primarily grew in the sixth year, combined to undo the fact that it's considered to be a seventh year tzvichin and aser, and it reclassifies the onion as heter, permissible again, meaning there's no shemitah restrictions on it. You could hypothetically waste it or treat it commercially and so on and so forth. So this last part of the Mishnah is talking about the sixth year onion that was planted, grew a bit in the seventh and grew a bit in the eighth, then it becomes permitted again. Here the words are woman's time inside, so you can see them. Ukeneged Kain, the same in parallel, Moti Shvius, if that same onion lives on into the eighth year, if it grows new growths that meet the conditions of the previous part of the Mishnah, meaning that they're shachor and they're dark, according to Tanakama and the Halacha, then Mutarim, then once again the onion has become permissible.